You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
end. This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministries. Iron sharpened iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.
According to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men.
Verse 11.
And he gave some to be apostles. Some prophets. Some evangelists. And some pastors and teachers. For the equipping of the saints. Let me read it well. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. For the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. May the Lord add his blessing to the preaching and teaching of his word in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'm very excited in my spirit this morning. Because I believe the Holy Spirit is going to do something amongst us to the glory of God. The Bible says each of us has been given grace according to the measure of Christ's gifts. So there is grace that has been given to you and grace that has been given to me. It's a measure. It's a measure. And then it was given to you. So whatever measure God has given you, use it to glorify him and to bless his children.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says when he went up into the heavens, he led captivity captive. That means that captivity was still bound whilst he was going. And then he gave gifts to men. So every gift you see in the body of Christ is because captivity has been held captive. Therefore, this morning we pronounce every false captivity really captured in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And he gave some to be apostles. And some to be prophets. And some to be evangelists. And some to be pastors and teachers. For two reasons. For the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And number two, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So this morning, God is going to shine your equipment even more.
I receive it.
And then he's going to give you fresh equipment for the work that is ahead. The Bible says that as well, the gifts of the Spirit, the ministry gifts, are for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. So sometimes when you go to church, God's purpose is just to build you up and make you feel good. Because sometimes you are working, but you are not happy about the work. That is why the fivefold ministry are not for only equipping or equipment, they are for edification, they are for making you built up, looking good, feeling good,
wow,
being fulfilled,
wow,
things working for
wow
you, and you laughing left,
I
right, and center.
It.
This is what happens when all the gifts are working. This is what happens when God singles out a particular gift for a moment. This must happen. Hallelujah.
I notice that when you some of you
So the first thing I want to say about the prophetic anointing, by the way, I'm talking about ready for the prophet. That means that you must be prepared for the prophet. That means that you must be keyed up for the prophet. That means that you must be open for the prophetic. Now, the prophetic grace is crucial to our progress. This is why, together with apostles, the foundations of our faith, they were laid by the apostles and the prophets. When Jesus came to call ministry gifts, all the 12 he called, he gave them apostolic anointing. All of them. I said all of them. Because the apostles are crucial for starting things. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. The prophetic grace is crucial for progress. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. You will not be a stranger to the blessing of God. You will not be a foreigner to the blessing of God.
I receive it. Having
been built up on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So the gift or the grace of the apostle and the grace of the prophet are crucial to the very foundation of our faith as Christians. And this is why the prophetic anointing is crucial to your personal growth and the growth of the church. Every time the prophetic grace is at work, there is a confrontation that happens sometimes actively or mildly. The past is confronted. The present is confronted and exposed. And the future, it may be 20 years ago, is brought into the present.
Powerful.
So that you are encouraged to know you must
Hallelujah.
Move on. So the prophetic is very crucial to our progress. Number two, a prophet is an office. But prophetism belongs to all. There is a difference between a prophet and when we say something is prophetic. A song can be prophetic. A prayer can be prophetic. The presence of somebody in your life or meeting somebody at a certain point can be prophetic. Preaching can be prophetic. Teaching can be prophetic. Are you following what I'm sharing? So there's a difference between the prophetic office and prophetism. All of us can enter into prophetism.
Hallelujah. What is say your body friend will be so where you come shenia and you na juma tisa say you will suffer near won come sheni and you don pempen so bia yan nyina so yetumi yan nyoma bi di sisa say e honkom.
You remember one time Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? Every leader must ask this question at a point in his life. Because sometimes the people don't know who you are. They know you in a certain sense, but they might not know you in some other sense, which is crucial for their lives. So, when Jesus asked the question, they gave various answers. Then he asked them, who do you say that I am? And Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, or the anointed one, the Son of the living God. At that point, Peter had entered into prophetism. So Jesus said to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal hidden things to you by the Father. So every Christian can enter and enjoy prophetism. Are you here with me? So that is the difference. A prophet has three major gifts in his life. The gift of prophecy. And either of the three that I'm going to mention, either two of the three, or any two of the three, working frequently and constantly in his life. The gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of the word of wisdom, and the gift of discernings of spirits. So when the prophetic grace is upon your life, you know things about the past, you know things about the present, you know things about the future, you also know spirit beings. You see them, you hear them. When they talk, you can hear. And when you talk, they can hear. You see, and these are major things that God gives the prophet so that the prophet will be able to fulfill the calling of God on his life.
Now, when you know when you made the noom comes or the doom comes, you know, I'm not doom. I want to soon in a friend. I want to soon wear to media.
As a church,
say, yeah, yeah, sorry,
God has blessed us with great grace.
When you go by my doom, can see
the grace to preach,
say, I bet come when you're
the grace to teach,
say, I bet church.
And I want us to know that we are entering another phase where you are going to see more of the grace of the prophets.
Hallelujah.
You are going to see members who have got revelation gifts beginning to stand out and use their gifts.
You are
going to see leaders who will be operating the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
Hallelujah, receive it.
All this is the package of prophetism I'm talking about. Let us say somebody meets you with a problem. And he tells you what the problem is. You have not thought about the solution. In fact, it's not a problem familiar to you. But all of a sudden, counsel or advice stems from your spirit through your heart, through your mouth, to the hearing of the person. That is prophetism.
Oh, I am there.
So all of us, you can see that all of us have got the measure of the prophetic grace. That's what I'm trying to explain, that we are sons and daughters of the greatest prophet that ever lived.
Hallelujah.
Christ Jesus our Lord, the best and greatest prophet.
Yes. Na yen nyina no nya me pese ye hu se ye won kom shandom ni bi wo ye mu esa se ye nyina ye papa bi a wo ye kom se ni kase ani ma.
So there is a spirit in you,
and it is sunsun bi wo mu.
When it is stirred up,
se sa sunsun ni ye kenya na,
you begin to share things and know things
na wo sha se se wo che nyoma na wo hu nyoma
that are not told you by men. And that's what Peter experienced. And by the way, some of you are spiritually older than Peter, and it's about time you began to enter into prophetism and said things that the Holy Spirit puts on your heart.
Amen. Now I see you move away, you're not seeing Peter. And it was a resum sumuriasim. Now you shall see a come shansem eguyasum.
Let's look at the book of John 11. 49. John 11:49. And one of them, Caiaphas, being the high priest that year, said to them, you know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish. Now listen to the next verse. Are you ready for the next verse? Prophetism at work.
It
said, now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation. Being the high priest, opened him up to the prophetic grace of God. And although he meant evil, because he was the high priest, he gave advice. It appeared like a wicked advice. Let's kill him. But the Bible says what he said, he did not say from his own authority or from his own will or plan. But because he was the high priest that year, God needed somebody to speak to or through.
Now when you show up, you akasa.
And the position made it easier for him to get prophetic. This is why you have to be careful about fathers. This is why you have to be careful about ministry men and women. Because one time they are joking and they are in the flesh. 5 or 7 minutes time they are in the spirit talking something very serious. This is why you have to be careful about a Christian. Because one time he's just normal, a person. The next time the wind that blows where it listed blows in the person's heart and he says something, and if you have got an ear, you will hear that this is very prophetic for my life.
Na edu baabi a mframa sunku bi bo saa woni ano na esa se wonyame sunsun ni woni munti wo sase se wo kan sempi na wutumi hu se wo ye nkomhye.
I prophesy to you this morning.
I receive it.
That your life will never be the same in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
More grace will enter your life.
Aduma kasiya pa ba ba wa brabo.
I said more grace will enter your life.
I receive it.
More grace, according as God has measured for your usage, may you have it in Jesus' name.
I receive
name.
It.
Let's go to Revelations. I share with you the third point. Revelations
19.
10. And this is the point I want to share with you. The spirit of prophecy dwells in all. The spirit of prophecy dwells in all. Revelations 9 verse 10. John was narrating an experience with Christ. Is Mr. Anderson here? Oh, okay. All right. Because I'm going to pray for you.
Wow.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. That's the angel. But he said to me, see that you do not do that. I am your fellow servant and of your brethren who have the testimony of Jesus. There is what is called the testimony of Jesus. There are things that Jesus is saying. Worship God, the angel continued. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So when Jesus is testifying amongst us, it will manifest in the spirit of prophecy. To prophesy is to speak under inspiration. It can be used when you are encouraging somebody. It can be used when you are warning somebody. It can be used when you have to employ somebody. The angel said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When I was a younger Christian, I noticed that there were mistakes with prophecy and prophesying.
Oh, who said,
there were prophecies that people gave that were wrong, that were not biblical. And therefore, it can make you move away from a gift God has given you. And I almost fell into that kind of problem. But the Bible says something in 1 Thessalonians, I think. It says, despise not prophecies. This is a personal word to me. Because I got to a stage in my Christian life, I didn't want to prophesy anymore. Because prophesying was associated with emotional people who were senseless and were not wise.
Because
if the gift of prophecy is working in your life, people can sometimes perceive you as somebody who is not. And I did not want to be associated with a foolish person, somebody who is not wise. So even if the gift of prophecy was working, I will just say that the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet, and I will not prophesy. That was a problem that I had. But the Bible says, despise not prophecies. So I ask the Lord to forgive me. And I promise to use my gifts for the blessing of the people
Hallelujah.
Of God. Are you following me?
Utie.
So, don't despise people who prophesy.
And it one more common,
and don't despise prophecies.
And uncommon,
when we make mistakes,
say, common,
point them out to us, and help us to become better at the gifts. Don't call us false prophets because we made a mistake. Every prophet, when they are asked a prophet, I said, have all your prophecies come to pass? He said, no. I said, have you made a prophetic mistake before? He said yes. But it doesn't mean you should stop prophesying. Yes, I teach the word of God. I believe there were things I taught maybe 20 years ago. If I'm teaching it today, I may teach it better. So it doesn't make me a false teacher then.
Okay.
I was walking in all the light I had at that time. And that's why God forgives us and cleanses us. So let us know that sometimes we fight against our prophets to the point that they become quiet. Yes.
Mercy.
Until those who are naturally bold, they take a stand. Or they may have nothing else but the prophetic grace. And they say, in the midst of the mistakes, I am still going to stand.
Yes.
So as a teacher of the word of God, I've made a mistake before. Who has called me a false teacher? Nobody. But a prophet slips and says, oh, we were. The prophecy did not come to pass. This guy is a false prophet. You should know when to label a false prophet and know when he spoke from himself and not from God. Because who has spoken that the thing has not come to pass when the Lord... See, when God says something, it will come to pass. And I want you to know, one of the fascinating things when I read the Bible, prophets prophesied hundreds of years, sometimes 1,000 years. And there are some prophecies that are still hanging. They are yet to come to pass. Question, those who were living with them, if they were to judge, they would say, this prophecy has not come to pass. But we are experiencing the prophecies that were acted hundreds of years, thousands of years, and some are still hanging. They are gathering momentum. They are about to fall. So don't be quick to judge prophets and make them feel bad. Because if you have a sensitive person, he may not use his gift that much. But let's help them and encourage them. You don't say it this way. You don't do it that way. You wait. Don't disrupt the meeting. All these things we go through so that the people become better ministers. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen. Well, see, and come so where I do much idea. Na sadia o chirechire ni tumi yamfomso na emo yamfa di no emma no sa twentrem ni a wan chirechire de yie na emo yetumi so musa no ye hunsan komse no so yadom atade sa wo kania so a de wobe hu adu no na wobeka eya na azaya shan kom dadada na breso obi ara hu na emo yenya breso fe na ye hu eniti so obi ashan kom na emre ni nsun ya ebeba ye beka sa oyɛ otrofo komse ni na da bi emre no so a ebeba ani ti se komhyeni na bi wo ho na wanka ne onyamesi onka na ono aka bi fi ni trim na pasisi a me pa cho mo fancha no mumo ni die se obi wo ho na bibi ni a eha no na odwe ho a onka bi om na mo e bi no mo ho se ya num se ya kawe ni atipa ni okoye ni me ba ni ya kan ya kan ya kan ani ti won mo mo die no ya bokon mo fancha wo mo won mo mo die so yo ja yen pem kokan.
I prophesy to you that the truth of God's word concerning your life will come to pass.
I receive it. Number 4.
The prophetic has a fivefold focus. It exposes the concealed works of the devil. This is why the devil does not like prophets. And sometimes he messes them up so that their testimony is mad. Because you may be walking around thinking all is all right. But a prophet walks into the scene with the grace of God on his life, he begins to reveal the dark things about what you are going through and where you are.
Now,
so embrace the prophet when God sends one into your life. They expose the concealed works of the devil. They also reveal the secrets of men. Sometimes men have secrets. And you will be minding your own business in your house. Before you are aware, you are in
Australia.
And you are seeing something happening between husband and wife. Live.
The
prophetic exposes or reveals the secrets of men. May God increase the prophetic grace on your life.
I receive it. So that
you know how to deal with men.
It's
very important that in your dealings with men, you have a discerning heart to know who is around you. Because all men do not have faith. And all men do not believe what you have. That's why the Bible says that Jesus did not entrust himself to any man. Because he saw what was in man. May you see what is in man.
Amen.
I said, may you see what
I
is in man.
Receive it. That's why I'm saying
Jesus is the senior most of prophets. He will be talking. And then he will know the thoughts of the people who are listening. And then he will begin to answer their thoughts, answer their questions. May that grace be upon your life for effectiveness. Destroys or exposes the works of the devil. Reveals the secrets of men. Unfolds the will of God. Sometimes there are stirrings in your heart. And the prophetic will come to confirm what is in your heart. Sometimes you know it. But the prophet comes to say it as though you don't know it. All the sons of the prophets in your life will tell you the same thing. Do you know why these things happen?
No.
Because they are prophets, once they get into your company, your thought comes to mind, immediately it begins to unfold. So the sons of the prophets were asking Elisha, do you know that your master will be taken away from you today? Do you know? He said, I know it, have your peace. All of them, they knew it. May you know what you must know at the time you must know.
And he said,
The prophetic enhances the supernatural amongst God's people. It enhances the supernatural. It makes the supernatural like at the click of a finger, at the tip of the finger. When the prophetic is hushed or pushed down, our experience of the supernatural can go down. Many years ago, there was a fellowship called Jesus' Own Generation. One of the things God blessed us with was the manifestation of the prophetic ministry. There were leaders, president, secretary, vice president, organizing secretary, prayer secretary, music secretary, whatever. They were there. But by far, the ministry was run by a prophetic grace on a prophetic person, one major person. We saw a lot of supernatural things. Many of the young people who were exposed to the supernatural, their lives did not take on an ordinary turn. They became very different as they were growing up. From my observation, which is a subjective one, what I saw, what I believe it is. When the prophetic in the fellowship began to go down, the ministry lost a certain vitality, and progressively it was facing off. At a point, it was difficult for people to come to fellowship. My conclusion is this. The prophetic makes effective other gifts. There are five major gifts God has given. So the prophetic is only 20%. But when you take the prophetic out, I want to suggest to you that you will not be left with 80%. Because the prophetic makes other ministries more effective. It applies to the other ministries as well. Take the pastoral ministry, for example. If you take it out, you may think that the church will be left with 80%. But the church will woefully be left with something far less than 80%. Because there will be no more people, pastors, who are gathering people by the grace of God on their lives. Because a pastor has the anointing to gather people, a shepherd. He brings people together so that the other ministries will also work. So when the pastor is not there, it's like there is no church. Those who will be doing the church will be out of the will of God. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the effect of the other ministries equipping the people and edifying them will go down. Again, if there is a prophet who doesn't like teaching, what will happen is that he's going to be a prophet ready to explode. He will start saying things which are fantastically untrue and false, but because he's deceived, because he doesn't have teaching, his prophetic grace is actually going down. Satan may invade it. He says outlandish things. People may clap at it, but because he doesn't have a teacher in his life, he's operating far below what he is. I hope you understand what I'm trying. I'm talking about synergy, how that one ministry makes another ministry better. So a prophet is better with a teaching ministry.
Yeah.
A teacher is better with a prophetic grace.
Yeah.
Because you can't teach dryly. You must know what the people need at the time. And that is prophetism.
Yeah.
Are you here with me this
yes.
morning? Yes. Quickly, Mary.
Now, what can I say? I do my chedi and mo nya media ma yeni nyere hia. Na se wo yi ba ku fi ma ndia kan ya na eswa pa. Fa ni so obi a oye ochrechre ni. Se ochrechre na obi en komsheni na waya na adwun se on tie ochrechre ni na.
Because
wane be bo bo adom no na adom ni nyina tumi abo aye ba ko amochreche ni na be che na kom sheni na ba be se nkom ani ti obi ani de ahia se ba ko fi mu a ni ese na do so pa.
My final point.
Yeah, you did talk to me.
There are hanging prophecies all around us. There are hanging prophecies all around us. And I pray that when time comes for the prophecy to be fulfilled, they will be fulfilled indeed.
I receive it. Prophecies
are in two forms. Logos prophecies.
Yeah, well, come say logos.
Written prophecies in the Bible.
Ah, yeah, show nyamiasim.
And then rima prophecies.
And yeah, what rima come say?
Prophecies that God has told you and are meant to come to pass. Let's take two readings and then it will be enough. John 12:14. John 12:14. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it as it is written. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him. That these things were written about him. May you find yourself operating what is written about you. Let me have a better amen to that.
Amen.
Let me have a stronger amen to that.
Amen.
There are things written about you in the Bible. And one such case was that Jesus was riding on a donkey. The disciples organized for Jesus to sit on a donkey. But they didn't understand what they were doing. But later, when Jesus was glorified, they understood that he was walking in what was written. I pray to God that we will all walk in what is written about us. And there are rima prophecies. 1 Timothy 1:18. This charge I commit to you, son Timothy. According to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage a good warfare. Frankly, in Akano. So the elders of the church were praying for Timothy. And the Bible says this is what happened. When they laid their hands on Timothy, a prophecy followed. I said a prophecy followed. So you see, it's difficult to separate the gifts. Because laying on of hands is also a ministry. Some are specially anointed to lay hands, not all. All can lay hands by faith. But as Timothy had the elders praying for him, a prophecy came and a gift was released into his life. And Paul told him, don't despise that gift. Because of the prophecy that came by the laying on of hands, he said, go into prayer and wage a good warfare. So this is rima prophecy. Where things that have been told you, you must pray for their fulfillment.
Hey,
there are hanging prophecies over all of us. Things said by your parents when you were born. They are all hanging over your life. Every parent blesses his child when he's born. They are all hanging prophecies. By prayer and by faith, we can wage a good warfare until our prayers are fulfilled in our children.
Amen. nanam pai boni chidi esu ye betumi abompa ye kosi se san komsheni nyina bebe mo ye mabra bo.
Please stand on your feet with me. And begin to pray a general prayer for your life.
Na sha se se wo bompa ye ma wankasa
wa. All hanging prophecies about your life.
En komsheni na mutri su ama mu nyina.
Pray that they will be fulfilled in your lifetime in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Bompa ye se wo ti asie san komsheni ebebe.
Whether they are written prophecies.
Se enyan komsha ya tro.
All the arima prophecies. Wage a good warfare. Lift up your voice and begin to pray, everybody.
You are great, yes, you are holy one.
Welcome to the pastor's portion.
Walked upon the sea, raised at
earth. This is a broadcast meant solely for pastors and their ministries. Iron sharpen iron. And in this program, Reverend Abel Assan will share with you all about the ministry. Make a date and receive from the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel truths that can move your church from the wilderness to the promised land every Thursday at 1:30 p.m. at Asila FM. You will receive your portion as a pastor. You can succeed in the ministry by the help of God. You can locate the Prevailing Word Chapel at West Anaji, 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Contact us on 0244-436615. God bless you.
You are great.